You're listening to a Radio 191 FM podcast.
I am now joined by Kane Strang for a little bit of a kororo on the Office Dog album Prime Corner, which is our album of the week for this week. Kane, vocalist and guitarist for the three-piece indie rock band who really don't need any introduction at this point. The trio back with their second full-length album, Prime Corner, after dropping their Doggerland EP in 2024, and are fresh as well from a nine-date UK and European tour, including appearances at festivals. Along with the recent release of the record, their Tamaki outfit will also be departing on a four-date Aotearoa tour, but we'll talk more about that later. Right now, I'm glad to welcome Kane to the show. Kane, how are you?
Good, thank you. How are you?
I am good. Now, you're out in the park. You're enjoying the sunlight with your coffee.
Yes. Yeah, it's quite nice out here. But you never know with Tamaki. It can go either way very quickly.
Yeah, it's a bit the same here in Dunedin for sure. So this record is our album of the week, which we're very excited about and we'll be giving away a copy later on. But first, let's catch up about the European tour. How was it?
Yeah. It was really great, eh? It's probably, like, my favourite tour yet, to be honest.
Oh, just, nice.
You know, there's so much room for error, especially with, like, international tours. And, yeah, I mean, there's just been so much going on in the world, you know. I was a bit, like, scared to leave our little island. But, yeah, the shows are amazing. Just such lovely crowds, and yeah, it seems like we got a really good reception over there. I was kind of waiting for the bad show, you know, like surely it'll come, because I've had those overseas before.
Yeah,
you know, a lot, but it just kind of didn't this time, and now I'm feeling really happy.
Was there anywhere that was a standout that you played, or any of the festivals?
In terms of, like, the actual cities, I really liked Cardiff. I'd never been to Wales before, and it was, I don't know, I think we got really lucky. It was during that heat wave, which was almost a bit much at points, but, yeah, we just really got a good slice of summer. And yeah, like, London was also really special, you know. We just had lots of friends there, and then, yeah, it was a bit of a mix of, like, Kiwis and then people from there who had been maybe waiting to catch us for a bit. So,
nice.
Yeah, it's just a really nice vibe.
Yeah, I can imagine that nice bit of summer before you come back to the cold. You kind of get to skip half of the cold weather. Album Prime Corner was predominantly authored by yourself, where you were house-sitting for a month in Auckland. Coming out of that experience, the songs, they're threaded with themes of instability and the kind of very idea of the home itself. The word concrete comes up multiple times, and so does the theme of flying and floating. After the experience of writing this record, how does home feel? Does it sit closer to you as a concrete place, or is it more of a vague, unreachable, floating concept?
That's a good question. I think the record is kind of a journey to accepting that how I've been living, which is a bit of a hectic way, to be honest, you know, I move around a lot and stuff. I think the album kind of starts with themes of being like a bit envious of people who have more stability and things like that. But by the end, I'm kind of accepting that this is just kind of my path for now. And if I want to do this music thing and sort of all the other things I want to do, then maybe an actual home needs to stay off in the distance for a little bit.
Yes, the name of the record, that was taken from a sign outside of a development, so-called the best spot on. Did that name tie into those overall themes?
Yeah. I mean, I think a prime corner to me is, like, it just kind of represents, like, clarity, you know, and again, like, acceptance. I saw that long before the songs were written. It was actually when we were in America. And, it sort of popped back into my head once I'd written the songs and realize there were all these themes of like the home and all that. So yeah, I thought that was a nice way to kind of wrap it all up.
Nice. Yeah. I can imagine the sign then, if it was in America, like, did it had the kind of cheesy, big cheesy font?
it was yellow. It was absolutely huge yellow and with red text. It just said Prime Corner and then some massive phone number underneath it.
Yeah, that holds up.
I wish I had a photo of it, but, you know, like in a car, I just saw it for like a split second. I'm always on the hunt for those kinds of like phrases, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, so. There's a phrase in one of the songs in Front Row Seat. Have I been a showroom my whole life? Which is an extraordinary line and like really hit me. Being on the road, being a kind of public figure in music and having a lot of vulnerability in your music, which then gets consumed, for better or worse, by an audience. For you, that idea of the showroom, when did it kind of begin? And have you felt like you've been able to make peace with it?
Yeah. Oh, no, I think I'm always, like, getting better at dealing with all that sort of thing as I get older, you know. I've definitely had some major freakouts in the past. Like, you know, just feeling a bit too kind of exposed and all that. But at the end of the day, like, I'm a bit stuck in my ways when it comes to how I write songs. They're always going to be, like, you know, quite personal, and I'm always going to, like, mean what I'm saying. So it's just part of it.
Yeah.
And I think, like, the showroom thing, again, maybe I was more thinking about, like, being in a showroom, you know, like, and just unable to, like commit to anything or make a decision about, like, what I want. And that's why it's at kind of like the top of the record. I guess that's where we set off from.
Mm. And talking about, you know, you might be stuck in your ways songwriting, but on this record you played around with alternate tunings. And whilst kind of carving out these tracks, what brought that on for you? Was it a desire to kind of like, oh, I need to get out of this you know, structure?
Oh, exactly. I think it came from the realization that I've been kind of stuck in my ways, and like especially in terms of like guitar playing, I was using a lot of the sort of techniques and stuff that I'd used for like 10 years, you know. And I really like, I was just going in circles. I probably wrote like an album's worth of songs before this bunch that I just scrapped because it just sounded so similar to our first couple of things, and I really want to like keep this band kind of moving forward and keep experimenting. I'd never really touched alternate tunings before, so it seemed like, you know, a smart thing to try with all that in mind. And yeah, all these songs are just pretty much like the first things I wrote in these like little tunings. I was like downloading like PDFs off like dodgy websites from like 50-year-old men, like, you know, acoustic guitar players.
Yeah.
And just that, just have these lists of tunings, and I'd test one out, and when I found one that sort of, you know, worked for me, I'd get a few songs out of it, all going well. So no, it was really fun. I kind of tricked myself into writing this one. I was not really thinking about it like I am writing an album. I was just like, I'm gonna have fun making music again and try some new things. So yeah, maybe stuck in my ways lyrically still a bit, but not so much with guitar now.
That's good. It's the first way, you know, getting outside of the box, building a different kind of puzzle.
Exactly.
So you sketched these songs out in these alternate tunings and then took them to your bandmates and then tried them out in a Storage King. Does that mean like the, like a Storage King, like the storage box?
Yeah, like the one on Portsmouth Drive, you know. We have one we have had one up in Avondale here for a while. Mitch, the drummer, has his drums there and stuff. Actually, I don't even know if they're his drums, to be honest. I don't think any of us are in much gear. But, we pretty much demoed the record over a day because I was house sitting, I was about to head back down south. So we just went in there and I was just frantically teaching them all these ideas, and we kind of just stuck with what we wrote that day, you know, with a bit of refinement, obviously. But yeah, we really just tried to not overthink the whole thing. They're very crammed, those storage kings, you know. You also don't want to be in there too long.
Yeah, what's the acoustics like in your storage king?
Oh, so bad. There's actually like a metal band who moved in a couple over, and like that was I think they're not meant to have them that close together if there's you know, multiple bands in the powered ones, but yeah, we got unlucky.
Oh, maybe that you can slowly get a little bit of a metal influence when you're there jamming.
Yeah, exactly.
And you can hear this coming in from the side.
Yeah, you think I'm experimenting now? Wait till the next one, eh?
That'd
be crazy.
So the album contains both your heaviest and softest tracks to date as a band. That kind of sonic landscape, is it a mirror of the push and pull of normal life kind of narrative theme?
Yeah. That's kind of a good point, maybe. I haven't thought about it, but yeah, I might use that one. I think, honestly, that was more a case of me, like, becoming more interested in instrumental music and guitar, like, instrumental guitar music and stuff, which I guess in general is a lot softer. I was also working on, like, a soundtrack for a friend's short film when I was starting these songs, so I was kind of, like, working on that softer side of things as I got into this album.
Yeah.
So maybe that's where that sort of came from. I don't know. To be honest, I'm, like, just getting a bit older. I my ears are cooked. I can't, like, you know, I love being loud, but I can't just do that all the time anymore for a lot of reasons, so...
Yeah, it's a message from Kane Strang, is protect your eardrums while you're young.
Like, actually, I'm a shocker for not wearing earplugs, and it's I'm paying the price. I got that ringing going on, you know.
I know. You always see the people in the front row; they've all got their plugs in, and then the people on stage have nothing.
I know that. Yeah, I've always just found it, like, I've always wanted to hear it how it actually is.
Yeah.
But I think not going deaf is probably more important than that.
Yeah, maybe. Now, you're on tour for this record in September. You're hitting Auckland, Wellington, Lyttelton and Dunedin. Dunedin, you're playing Crown on the 11th. Do you think touring this record will feel any different to previous tours, aside from maybe wearing some earplugs?
Yeah, I think it will. Yeah, I think it'll feel very different to the UK, obviously. Like, you're just so out of your depths there. And I think it's nice we kind of did that before the album, and now we get to sort of come home and celebrate it with, like, our communities sort of all over the place.
Yeah.
But, yeah, very excited. Excited to play the Crown again. Get my sausage roll from Jones, you know, the platter he puts out.
The grapes? The grapes are the most amazing thing to me. I've never had
actually
better grapes.
I know.
Well, thank you.
5 plus a day, Buzz.
Thank you so much for joining me, Kane. It was a lovely chat. Is there anything you'd like to end with? Any message to the people? Anything about the record you'd like to add?
No, I just hope everyone down there likes it, you know. I'm always thinking of home first and foremost, and, like, wanting to impress my friends there, to be honest. So,
nice.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to getting down and playing again there soon.
Oh, lovely. Thanks for coming in the program. Ka kite.
Well, have a great day.
That was Kane Strang from Office Dog on the album Prime Corner. You can get tickets to their show at Under the Radar, and the album is across streaming and Bandcamp. We've got an LP copy to give away later on the program, so stick around. But first, here is Office Dog with Prime Corner.
That was a Radio 1 91FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.